How did you think the second set went?
Lovely, very nice. I've enjoyed it. It was very good because we could hear ourselves. But it was good though, it was nice. I think it was... Most sets we do are very nice, don't we? To me, anyway.
What sort of particular things do you get out of the line for this group as opposed to the other groups that you've played? What is it?
Money? no, sort of, before I was with this group, I was working with professional groups and things which weren't quite there, you know. We were doing things, travelling around the country earning £30 a night and rushing about and doing nothing for 4 years. That's what I did. I was very broke and all these things. And I went to Germany for a year and played 80 hours a night and the usual scene, you know, and earned £30 a week. It was a good experience, though, anyway, I think.
Talk a bit about the difficulties of sort of starting up. I mean, everyone thinks that everyone makes a fortune immediately.
Oh, yeah. Well, you find... So you become popular and you think, we're earning so-and-so a night, and you think, oh, I'll be rich tomorrow. And you think... Because once you become to this status, there's so many more expenses and things like that, you see. It's not as... If you do become big, it takes about a year before you start earning the money, I think.
Is it very hard to begin with, though? I mean, what sort of conditions do you have to sort of suffer into making it?
Well, even now we still suffer the conditions because you get to this state and all the time people saying, you've got to do an interview tomorrow, you got to do... this tomorrow, you got to do that tomorrow. Can you talk to him nicely? Smile, please, click. Mm-hmm. All the time, really. And really, since we've begun, we've never really had them a proper holiday. I think we could do with it. Eh? Yeah. Because they say you got 3 days off, and then somebody says, oh, can you do this interview tomorrow? And you have to say yes. It's very hard, really, very hard. People think it's very soft, but it's very, very hard. Lots of people have toured with this, publicity people and, say, filming people, and they've died after a week. They just can't keep up. It's amazing. Because you get 3 hours sleep a night and 4 hours sleep a night.
Is it that much of a strain? What sort of effects does it have on you?
Tiredness. And... No, I don't know. Well, we survive very well together anyway, so we're all right. We work very hard, I think, harder than most groups, and when you get some sleep, you just grab it.
What things do you miss about sleep?
Sleep? Oh, really? I can't really say because it's so involved. There's so many things you could say about what I miss, but there's nothing I miss really because this is my life anyway. And. I still feel very happy. I feel the same as... People say, how do you feel to be in a big group? And I say, well, I'm the same still. And they say, what about all these girls and all that? Sort of chasing after and people asking you things. You say that anyway, don't you? If somebody asks you a question, you answer them. People say, how does it feel to be, as they put it, a star? And I think, well, I'm just me anyway, aren't I? I can't... I could never get big-headed, I don't think. I go home and I find that people are frightened of me now. They sort of... They see you on TV and all this crap and all that, and they think you're different, but you aren't really. And they think it's such a difference. They think you're different, and you aren't. Lots of people have interviewed us, and they think, oh, the so-and-so, so-and-so, big pop stars. And we talk to them, and that's it. They say, you're very nice. And I say... We're just normal people. Why think we're different? Just because we're successful, you know. And it gets to be a hang up sometimes.
Like what?
Well, you get people saying, you just get people around you all the time. You go to a gig and you go into the dressing room. You want to relax before you go on, and there's all these thousands of people asking you these silly little questions like, what colour socks do you wear, and things. And I always associate that with, they should ask that about teeny bopper groups. I don't think we are, using a phrase. I don't know. But I think we're just normal people and we talk as straight as we can. Don't we?
Right, well, do you hate, when we can.
Do you hate all this sort of image?
No, it's lovely.
What are you complaining about?
What are we complaining about? Well, we're still normal, aren't we? We're still people, aren't we?
But I mean, do you dislike all the sort of publicist people who make you out to be something that you know you're not? I mean, is there a great amount of dishonesty?
Well, sometimes they say you go to an interview and you get this person come in with a little notepad and a snappy flash. They say, I'm from so-and-so. They aren't really. They just got there just because they want to meet you. And they ask silly questions like, what are you going to do in the future? Who knows? The future's the future. You can't say what you're going to do in the future. And other times we have interviews when people have walked in and said, I know what it means to do interviews with groups, so let's just relax and talk normally. And it's been nice. And you can talk and you can speak properly about what you think. And that's the way to do interviews and things like that. And photographs and what was that?
Do you like being photographed?
Yeah. Wouldn't you be like being photographed? I'd like to be photographed. I like to be photographed. Why not? It's good, but...
Do you really think you haven't changed?
Well, I've changed a bit. I find that I go home, the biggest thing I've thought about since I've been with this group, I go home to my hometown in England, and I've got all my old friends there, and they say things to me like, I went to Boulogne for a holiday last year, for a week, and they're so chuffed about it, you know, and they've got their little job, their little girlfriend, they're steady, and I say, well, I've just come back from New York, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. And they can't believe that I've been around that much. And I find that, to me, I've learnt much more about life than they have through travelling and meeting people.